Good to see everyone. If you will, turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 4. We got over chapter 3 last week. We're going to get in chapter 4. And we know Nebuchadnezzar is king at Babylon at this time and was mightiest king or power, had all power on earth. I mean, under God, that is. But he had a lot of problems. He was a idolater. We're going to see many times. We've seen that in the last three chapters that he had dreams, or one dream there, and now he's got another one. But he never changed until here. You'll see in the last chapter 3 there how he's changed his attitude and becomes more humble. Before we do, let's go to God in prayer. Our dear God, we thank you for allowing us to have life today. Help us each day take a day at a time and make the most of it. Always be prepared to meet you. We do not know what a day may bring forth. Help us keep ourselves right with you and help others want to get right with you that has not done so in obeying the gospel. God, we ask you to go with us in this teaching. As we study and try to learn Daniel and so much in there. And also be with all the sick. Thank for Diane being with us this morning and help her heal and get better. And Dave Hall's not feeling good this morning. We pray you'll be with him, Rosa, and others. Thank you, God, in Christ's name. Amen. Chapter 4, Daniel. Just touch on chapter 3. We know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was thrown into the fiery furnace because they would not bow down and worship the golden image. And what faith they had in God. Can you imagine, as I went last week, having a hot furnace right before you, so hot that it burned you right up, if our faith would be strong enough to not give in to false teachings or false people. But they didn't. We'll just read a few verses there in chapter 3 and then get into 4. In chapter 3, look at verse 20, please, chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar commanded the most mighty men that were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hose, their hats, their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning furnace. And the king commanded, was urgent, and it was exceedingly hot. The flame of the fire slew those men that threw them in, or took up the men, because it was so hot. Verse 23 says they fell down in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, of course, was astonished, and he sees four men in there. And that was God's help in them to send his angel or that helped them. But if you look one of them verses back there, it said the three men that told the king, it doesn't matter, king, what you say. If the Lord will help us, fine. If he don't, they're right for God. That's the main thing. That's what they meant. So that's a great story, and we've heard that many times about these three heroes who had their faith in the Lord. Chapter 4, let's read a few verses. It's a lot of verses to read the whole thing, but we'll read a few and then go over them. Chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar has another dream. The king, and to all the people, nations, languages that dwell in all the earth. So he was king over all the earth at that time. Peace be multiplied unto you. He said, I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are His signs and how mighty are His wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and His dominion is from generation to generation. You know, these three verses, these three verses here should be really the last verses in the chapter 4, because this, he's talking, giving God reverence. Okay? Let's go on here. He says, verse 3, how great are your signs and how mighty are your wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. That's the kingdom of the church today we're in right now. It's going to happen in the future. We read that in Daniel 2:44, if you remember. Verse 4, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. Wait, what's he saying there? He was at rest in his house and flourishing, that's what King James says, in my palace. Your Bible, if you have a different, might say a different word. What do you think he means? He was at rest. He wasn't thinking about anything. He was at rest, flourishing in my palace. He had everything. We're going to see here in just a second that he has this dream, and he says he didn't have to worry about anything. That's what he meant. I saw in a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my heart troubled me. Now he's got this dream that's troubling him. He didn't know what it meant. Therefore may I decree, you remember what happened in verse chapter 2, I believe it was, that he brought in all the mighty men to teach him the dream or tell him. They couldn't do it. He said, I saw a dream which made me afraid. Verse 5, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions in my head troubled me. Verse 6, then four made I a decree to bring in all the wise men. He made a strong decision to bring in all the wise men, if you remember them in chapter 1 and 2, before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. These men was very knowledgeable, but they couldn't tell him the dream, because only God could tell the dream to Daniel, because Daniel had the faith and went to God. Verse 7, then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation of thereof. Verse 8, but at that last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar. That's what his name was before Daniel, according to the name of my God. This is what the king called him. In whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians. Now Daniel's over all them magicians. He knows more than any of them, not because of him, but God gives him interpretation of the dream. But Daniel had faith in his God and he prayed to him. We've seen that in chapter 2, how he prayed three times a day. I know that the spirit of the holy gods, I'm in verse 9, is in thee, and no secret trouble thee. Tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen. I don't know why, we don't know why he didn't call Daniel anyway, because he knew them others never told him the dream they had in the other chapter there. But I don't know. But anyway, here's verse 10. Thus were the visions of my head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth. Now, this is a dream now, but it's a true dream. Not, he didn't see it right here physically, but he saw this dream. A tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached into heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of the earth. I think it didn't mean it reached clear to heaven, but it was so high, it was really up high. And it says here, if you look, therefore, verse 11, the tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached into heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. Tells me the whole earth saw this tree at that time. And that's possible because we see the moon, and God wants us to see anything that's visible. I don't know, but it says there, to the end of the earth. And what he's talking about, we'll see here that he's talking about this is Nebuchadnezzar, is what he's talking about. We'll see that in a little bit. Not literally, but we'll see here. Verse 12, the leaves thereof very fair, the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it. The fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. He says in verse 13, I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. Now, watcher and holy one is not two different people there, but it, I believe, but it's an angel of God, some way God used angels, and the holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thrust, hew down the tree, cut it down, and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from it, under it, and the fowls from his branches. We're going to see what he's talking about here in just a little bit. But he says, in after he cuts this down, supposed to, he says, nevertheless, 15, leave the stump of this, his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, to the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Verse 16, let the heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given to him, and let seven times pass over him. He's talking about Nebuchadnezzar is going to see all the things he's done is not right. He's going to have to be humble and repent to be changed. And we're going to see this in just a little bit. And his heart's going to be changed like an animal. It's like a beast. He's not going to know anything but be like a beast and be driven away and going eating like grass and eating like a birds and everything. This is no fairy tale, church. This is true from the Word of God and way God worked in the Old Testament times. And all works down to the coming of the church in the New Testament. This is all the way God's providence was supposed to be. Some things we don't just understand, but it's there. Verse 17, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand of the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High, there it is, this is all going to happen that you may know, Nebuchadnezzar, that the Most High, that's Almighty God, verse 17, rules in the kingdom of men. He's over all the kingdoms. And Nebuchadnezzar thought he was the king, or he was the overall. And giveth it to whomever he will, and sets up it in the basis of men. This dream, verse 18, I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. He wants to know what it meant. For as much to all the wise men, the kingdoms are not, of my kingdom are not able. They're not able to make known me. But thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Okay, let's see what the dream is then, what it meant. We heard, read what it was. What's it mean? I know it's a lot of reading, but we have to kind of go verse by verse to get what we want to get out of this. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour. Daniel was kind of confused for a minute. His thoughts troubled him. Why the king brought this forth. But he come right back and said, the king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble you. And then this is Belteshazzar, that's Daniel, answered and said, my lord, the dream is be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thy enemies. This dream was to all them enemies and the hate and the king. Now let's go. 20. The tree that thou sawest which grew and was strong wasn't an ordinary tree. What's it supposed to represent here? Whose height thereof reached into heaven and thrust the sight thereof to all the earth. There it is again. Whose leaves are fair and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat. What it's saying here, and the beast that dwell, and all branches of the fowl of the heaven had their habitation. How great this king was and powerful, but he's going to come down. We're going to see that. He's going to be nothing. Verse 22. It is thou, O king, thou art grown and become strong. There it is. For thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of all the earth. And whereas the king saw the holy watcher, one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down, destroy it, leave the stump. That's important because this is supposed to be Nebuchadnezzar. The stump is still there in the earth with a band of iron and field, iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven. We read that earlier. And let something like that, and his portion with the beast of the field till 7 times pass over him. 7 times is going to be 7 years. He's going to be like this till he comes to his senses. 7 years means 7 times. This is an interpretation. Here we're going to get what Daniel was saying. O king, this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord, the king. He said, my lord, the Lord was the king, but not Lord of heaven. He's got my lord not capitalized there in my Bible. And he's not saying he's Lord of heaven and earth. He's just king. Verse 25. Someone want to read 25, please.
That they shall drive thee, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High will attend the kingdom of men, and give it to
okay, thank you. There it is again. You'll be driving away from men out in the fields, and you'll be like an animal is what he's saying. And till you know that the Most High, that's Almighty God, rules the kingdom of men and gives it whomever he will. Even all-powerful king as he was, he's just a ordinary man inside of God. God gave him power to rule at this time, as he does people today, or presidents and judges. But they're not to rule over God. They're under God, and they make laws sometimes. It's crazy. 26. Whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree, there, the roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After thou thou shalt have none, the heavens to do rule. He's saying the heavens do rule. That's God, isn't it? God still rules in this world today. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel, advice be acceptable unto thee. Is what he meant. My counsel is my advice. This is my advice. Be acceptable unto you. You notice Daniel's not talking all smarty to him. He's king over and respecting, even though he's not right. But and it says, and break off thy sins by what? Righteousness. He says, I'm going to advise you to change your attitude and your mind and become humble and repent of your sins. Does that sound true today? That we need to repent of our sins and be right with God? We just don't go on in sinful things all the time. Even though we sin at times, we need, of course, change and repent of them. And God knows the heart, doesn't he? Let me read that again. Let my counsel, verse 27, be acceptable unto thee, and break off your sins by righteousness, that thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. He didn't show mercy to the poor, must not have, if it be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king, Nebuchadnezzar. But he hadn't changed yet. He doesn't change yet, because he says in verse 29, someone read that please, verse 29.
At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon.
Go ahead and read another one if you will.
The king spake and said, it is not this great mountain, but I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my
Fantasy. He's saying a good bit here, isn't he? Mark just read, at the end of 12 months, that's a year, he walked in the palace of the kingdom, that's his kingdom, of Babylon. He walked. The king spoke and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of thy kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? There he is. He's giving himself a credit. He said, look what I've done. I built this. That's not right, is it? Very quickly, we're going to see. You remember, just going back to in the New Testament, the man that had riches and he didn't have enough places for his materials. He said, I'll tear down my barns and make new barns, have all the things I need. I'll relax, eat, drink, be merry. What did God say? Your soul is going to be required of thee this day. You never know what's next minute holds. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. Mark read these, verse 29-30. All this power, what I've done. Now let's look. Verse 30-31, please. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven. I'd say it's probably Almighty God. Doesn't say God, but a voice from heaven saying, O king Nebuchadnezzar. He even calls him king because God made him king or let him be king. To thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee. We can look at that in a spiritual way. Maybe we're not living for God, and God can say, your soul is departed from you. It's too late. If we wait too late to get right for God, that... Number 32, and they shall drive thee from men. You're going to be driven away from their kingdom. Dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen. 7 times shall pass over thee. I believe that's 7 years this is going to happen. until you know that the Most High, there it is, Almighty God, rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to him whoever he will. God gave him the kingdom at this time, and he sure has not lived the way God wants him to and been humble and treated people wrong and give himself all the credit for what he's done. 33. The same hour was a thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men. There comes the true happening. And did eat grass as oxen. It's as true as we are sitting here. This happened back then. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair was grown like eagles' feathers and his nails like bird claws. At the end of the days, this is the end of 7 years. That's a long time, isn't it? Because it said back there, seven times. So we think that 7 years is what I found out. The same hour was a thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. The same hour after he gave himself all this credit that he was what he has done. Verse 34, and in the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, here he's got a different attitude. And like I said in first three verses really ought to be up in this chapter or this end of this verse. Okay? At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, verse 34, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and blessed the Most High. He's blessing God now. I praise and honor him that lives forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion or kingdom, and his kingdom from generation to generation. We'll go ahead and finish this. We'll have a review next week. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he does according to his will in the army of heaven. And among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, what does thou? We can't question God, what are you doing, or why you do this? God knows everything. Providence of God. Everything about God is right there for him. God doesn't have to figure out. He don't have to look back yesterday. Everything's right now to God. He knows it all. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me. Everything's going to return to him. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom. He went on in his kingdom for I don't know how long. And an excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, verse 37, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all those whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride. What did he do? Did he walk in pride earlier? Sure did. He thought he did everything. He gave himself with credit. We want to be careful of that. We don't want to give ourselves credit for helping others or for willing to praise God or lead someone to the Lord. Let God give the praise. We just work and bear fruit, and we water, but God gives the increase. I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the King of heaven, all whose words are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase or be humble. And that's what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. So we'll have a little review and we're going to go to different people now. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to thousand of his lords and drank wine before the thousand. Going to get in chapter 5 next week. Thank you.